Okay, it's just clicked over 2 o'clock, so I would like to officially declare the ordinary meeting of council for the Shire of Northampton today, this Thursday the 17th of July, open. I'd like to begin by acknowledging acknowledgement of country, so we would like to respectfully acknowledge the Yamaji people, who are the traditional owners and first people of the land on which we meet. We would like to pay our respects to the elders past, present and future, for they hold the memories, the traditions, the culture and hopes of the Yamaji people. Move now to item number 3, which is attendance. So we do have approved leave of absence that was granted to Councillor Tim Hay and Councillor Carl Suckling on Thursday, and that leave of absence was granted on Thursday the 19th of June. So they are not here and we don't have any other apologies. Item number 4, are there any declarations of interest from anyone? No, we'll move to item 5. As we have no people in the gallery, there will be no public question time today. So we'll move now to item number 6. We have no petitions, we have no presentations, we have no deputations. So we'll move to councillors' report. Councillors' reports, and I actually don't know what I've done with mine, so hopefully I sent. Yeah.
There you go, it's on the screen.
Thank you very much. All right, so on Friday the 20th of June, which was the day after our last meeting, I attended the Northern Country Zone meeting at the City, Geraldton City Council function room. And then later that day, the WA State Budget Luncheon, which was at the Geraldton Multipurpose Centre. On Wednesday the 25th of June, I attended the Midwest Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Yep.
Economic Forum at Queen's Park Theatre, and was part of a local government discussion panel. On Monday the 30th of June, I attended the Kalbarri Visitor Centre Committee meeting at the Allen Centre. On Tuesday the 1st of July, attended the Road Infrastructure and Plant Advisory Committee meeting, which was at the Northampton Chambers. And on Wednesday the 2nd of July, I attended the Walga State Council, firstly the induction at the Walga office in Leaderville, and then the State Council forum and meeting after that same day. Thank you. Councillor Pike.
Yes, I just attended the webinar, the renewable energy issue on the 15th.
Thanks, Councillor Pike. Councillor Gibb.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Councillor Burgess?
The same as Dan's, so I attended the Power and WA webinar on the 15th.
Thank you. Councillor Rosalind Suckling?
I attended the RFAC meeting on the 1st of July.
Thank you. So we'll move now to item number 7, which is the confirmation of the previous minutes. Do I have someone that's happy to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council that was held on the 19th of June be confirmed, please? Thanks, Councillor Pike. Do I have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Is there any dissent to accepting those? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. We don't have any motions of previous notice has been given. So we'll move now to the officers' reports. And the first item, which is 9.1.1, that's the proposed review of the Shire of Northampton Register of Delegations, Authorisations and Appointments. So, is there someone that is happy? This must be moved by absolute majority. Is there someone that's happy to move that Council delegate the exercise of its powers and duties in accordance with the 2025-26 Shire of Northampton Register of Delegations, Authorisations and Appointments as contained in Attachment 9.1.1? Thanks, Councillor Suckling, Rosalind Suckling. Thanks, Councillor Gibbs, seconded that. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling? Councillor Gibb, do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Next item, 9.1.2, which is the Chief Executive Officer Activity Report from April to June 2025. Is there someone who's happy to move that Council receive that report in accordance with the attachment 9.1.2? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Pike. Is there any dissent to accepting that? I'll take that as carried, thank you. The next item, 9.1.3.
So Madam President, given that there is a few issues with the document and small minor amendments, I'll withdraw that report and bring it back to the next ordinary meeting of council.
Thank you. Appreciate that. The next item is 9.2.1, the first of the financial items, which is the review of refuse site charges for 2025-26 financial year. The report is presented there for you, and there are also attachments and appendices. Is somebody happy to move that council supports the proposed revision to the schedule of fees and charges as adopted at council's 19th of June 2025 meeting in accordance with the schedule of proposed changes shown in attachment 9.2.1 and consider modifying the fees and charges in association with adoption of the budget for the 2025-26 financial year? Someone happy to move that? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Seconded, Councillor Gibb. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling?
Yes.
Councillor
no.
Gibb, no. Does anyone wish to speak against? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.2.2, which is the Manager of Corporate Services Activity Report, January to June 2025. Is someone happy to move that Council receive that report in accordance with attachment 9.2.2? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Burgess, is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.2.3, which is the monthly financial statements for the period ending the 30th of June. That information is presented to you in your Bible of your document. Is someone happy to move that Council receives the monthly financial report for the period ending the 30th of June in accordance with attachment 9.2.3? Thank you, Councillor Gibb. Do we have a seconder for that? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
No comment. Straightforward.
Straightforward. No. Does anyone wish to speak against? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Next item is 9.2.4, which is the proposed June 2025 list of accounts for endorsement as of today. Is someone happy to move that we move that motion? I won't read out all of the EFT numbers and the direct debit payments. But is someone happy to move that? Thanks, Councillor Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Burgess, do you wish to speak to the motion? No. Anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Next one, 9.3.1, which is the quarterly activity report. It's a spelling error there. No V in activity. A quarterly activity report, Executive Manager of Community Development and Regulation, his report from April to June 2025. Is someone happy to move that we receive that report in accordance with attachment 9.3.1? Thanks, Councillor Pike. Seconded, Councillor Burgess. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I'll take that as carried. The first of the planning items, 9.4.1, which is the proposed overheight and oversized outbuilding at lot 89, which is 111 Wananuka Road, Northampton. So the report has been presented to you. There is an attachment, I think, of a map, if I recall. The officer's recommendation is on page 34. I'm not going to read it all out, but is someone happy to move that recommendation as it's written, please? I'll move it. Does someone want to second it? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. I don't wish to speak to him. I think it's quite self-explanatory. Mr. Richard, you know, Councillor Burgess. I was going to call you Mr. Burgess then. Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Next one, 9.4.2, which is the proposed retaining wall on Shire Reserve Lot 80, number 112 Mitchell Street, Horrocks. Again, there's a detailed report that has been presented and an attachment, 9.4.2. The officer's recommendation is on page 38. Is someone happy to move that as it's written, please? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do we have a second? Councillor Gibb has seconded that. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling? Councillor Gibb, no. Does anyone wish to speak against this? No, it's a bit of an unfortunate situation, but nevertheless. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next one is 9.4.3, which is the proposed master plan for the Kalbarri Men's Shed at lot 57, which is 17 Richardson Road, Kalbarri. The detailed report, and I'll draw your attention on page 47 to the officer's recommendation. This must be passed by absolute majority. With some, I'm not going to read out all of the recommendation, but there are two points, and number two is quite detailed. It has a number of conditions and advice to applicant. Is someone happy to move that motion as it's written? Thanks, Councillor Pike. Do we have a seconder for that? Thanks, Councillor Gibb. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Pike?
Yeah, very good outcome.
Thank you. Councillor Gibb, do you wish to speak
to
them? Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next item is 9.4.4, which is a request for approval to the extension of the short-term expansion of the Kalbarri Motor Accommodation, lot 188, which is number 60, Geoffrey Brown Way in Kalbarri. So the officer's recommendation has been laid out quite clearly there. On page 54 is the officer's recommendation that council, pursuant to section 77 of the deemed to apply provision of planning and development regulation 2015, amend the Shire's development approval development application 22-084 dated the 24th of October 2022 and make the changes, effectively extending that from the 21st of October 22 for a temporary period expiring on the 31st of July 2028, and that we delete condition number 5 and renumber the remaining conditions accordingly. Is someone happy to move that motion, please? Thanks, Councillor Suckling. Do we have a seconder for the motion? I'm happy to second that. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Beg your pardon. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
No.
No, and I seconded it, but I don't wish to speak to the motion. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Against? Okay, so that's carried. Thank you.
Do you have a list of who was against?
Yeah.
We do automatically.
Yeah, we've done that. The next item is 9.4.5, which is the unauthorised development and non-compliance with conditions of a development approval at lot 41, number 4, Phelps Loop, Kalbarri. There is a detailed report, and I draw your attention on page 62 to the officer's recommendation. I won't read it, but there are 3 points. Point 2 and point 3 have subcategories. Is someone happy to move that motion as it's written, please? I'm happy to move that. We have a seconder. Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. I think that the information presented is pretty straightforward and we'd be very happy to support this motion. Councillor Suckling, do you wish to speak to the motion? No. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? All those in favour?
I'd like to ask a question. How come we got away with this for so long?
Through you, Madam President, is my understanding that we only picked it up as the result of the property being advertised, as opposed to any compliance inspection or anything of that, and probably I'll refer to the planning officer if that's correct.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, it was just picked
we
up.
We only picked it up during, it was brought to our attention through the real estate, and there was people have been querying about it, but there's been no compliance undertaken.
Yep. So it wasn't a physical inspection, it would have been picked up in online advertising and inquiries from people coming in. Yep.
Thank you for the question. question councillor Gibb. I'll put that item to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next item is 9.4.6, which is the delegated planning decisions for June. Is someone happy to move that council receive the report as in accordance with attachment 9.4.6? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Burgess, is there any dissent to accepting that? I'll take that as carried. Thank you very much. The next one, 9.5.1, which is the building approval report for June. Do I have someone that's happy to move that council receive the building approvals report for June in accordance with attachment 9.5.1? Someone happy to move that? Next, Councillor Pike. Seconder, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I will take that as carried. Thank you. The next item is 9.6.1, which is the Kalbarri Open Air Music Festival proposed 2026 dates. So you will recall, obviously, report has been presented. This was raised at our June meeting, and I'd like to move an alternate recommendation. And that is that council refuse the application for the 17th and 18th of April 2026 on the grounds that it clashes with school holidays. And number two, invite the applicant to reapply with alternate dates after consultation with Shire staff. Is someone happy to second that motion? Thanks, Councillor Gibb. I'll speak to it. I think that, as I said before, it did come up in the June meeting and it was recommended that it should keep away from Easter, bearing in mind that the Easter school holidays vary because Easter varies. And I think the suggestion was made that it should be in May. I am aware that we have had some complaints from the accommodation facilities over the road, and I don't believe that it should be in school holidays. Councillor Gibb, do you wish to speak to the motion?
I totally agree with what you just stated.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next item is 9.7.1, which is the proposed adoption of Shire of Northampton parking local laws for 2025. So this did come before council. When was that? March 2025? Seems like a long time.
It's the process.
Yes. No, I do appreciate that. It was like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I draw your attention on page 78 to the officer's recommendation. I won't read it out, but there are 4 points there. There's also an attachment and the appendice, which is the 18-page document. Is there someone who's happy to move that as it's stated, please? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Pike, do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Councillor Pike, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak against? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next one is 9.7.2, which is just informal notes from the Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting, which was held on the 26th of May 2025. And the officer's recommendation on page 83 is that council receive and note the informal notes of the Shire of Northampton Bushfire Advisory Committee held on the 26th of May 2025. I don't think there was enough for a quorum, so it wasn't a proper meeting, it was just an informal discussion. Is someone happy to move that we receive that information? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do I have a seconder for that? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, we'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next item is 9.8.1, which is the information items from the Maintenance and Construction Works Program. So I will note that Neil, our manager of works, is on leave from the passing of his father, so we extend our condolences to him. Is someone happy that we receive the Executive Manager of Works and Technical Services information items in accordance with attachment 9.8.1? Moved Councillor Pike, seconded Councillor Burgess. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you very much. The next item, 9.9.1, is the consideration of the unconfirmed minutes of the Road Infrastructure and Plant Advisory Committee meeting, which was held on the 1st of July 2025. Is someone happy to move that we receive the unconfirmed minutes from that particular meeting in accordance with attachment 9.9.1? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling? Councillor Burgess, is there any dissent to accepting these minutes? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you very much. We'll move now to item 10. We have no late reports today. Number 11, firstly, 11.1. We don't have any response to questions from taken on previous notice. Does anyone, item 11.2, does anyone have any questions for today's meeting? No. Item 12, are there any motions for consideration at our next meeting? No. Item number 13, does anyone have any new business of an urgent nature which would be introduced by the decision of the meeting? No. Item 14, applications for leave of absence. I understand we do have one of these today. Thanks.
Thanks, Madam President. Just have an application from Councillor Gibb, who will be on leave for the Shire meeting of the 21st of August, as he's away from the 29th of July to the 9th of September. And I presume also, given that you're away on the 29th of July, we're proposing to have a special meeting on the 1st of August. Perhaps it'll be the 1st of August and the 21st of August meetings.
Thank you. Is someone happy to move that we accept the application for that leave of absence, which will be for two meetings, the 1st of August and the 21st of August? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do we have a seconder for that? Thanks, Councillor Pike. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. And if there's no further business to discuss, I'd like to thank you for your attendance today. The noisy councillors must be away on leave, so it's been a very straightforward meeting. I'd like to declare the meeting closed at 2:22. Thank you.